There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session. I feel good! On Triple M.
There's only one thing I love more than Sunday session, Fat, and that's when you think you've got mail on me. Because 99 times out of 100, it's wrong, and even when you're right, you stuff it up.
Not this time, Jimmy boy. I've got a bit of insider info on you. Don't worry about that. We'll get to that shortly. Plus, Topics Brownless is in the house.
We also chat to our favourite supercar driver, Dave Reynolds. And next, head of the Blues' massive game against the Pies later today, we speak to Sam Doherty.
Grab another glass because JB and Billy are back soon.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR.
I feel good.
JB and Bill live from the San Remo Hotel, and we are joined by local legend Sam Doherty.
Yes! Oh, they got the zoo.
Our next guest is a Phillip Island local whose inspirational comeback to footy has the Blues on the edge of finals.
This will lift this big Carlton crowd. Doherty, a big fight on his hands, he's had, and he's kicked a goal at the MCG!
Before Carlton takes on Collingwood for the Richard Pratt Cup on Sunday, please welcome Sam Doherty.
A local product, first ever Phillip Islander to be drafted into the AFL. Sam, welcome to you.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Do you spend any time at the San Remo Hotel?
Oh, I have a little bit in my junior days, but haven't been back for a while.
Bloody packed in here.
What about Wonthaggi, where you were born?
I was born there, went to school there, but definitely a Phillip Island boy, that's for sure.
Hey, Sammy, what happened? What happened Saturday night? My God.
Oh, boys. I don't know. It's hard. It's a tough one. We played the right way and we put in a very good effort, but we just couldn't get the detail right at the end of the game. So cost us a little bit, but as we always say in footy, time to move on and get on to next week.
Well, you probably don't know this, Sammy, but my beautiful partner in life, Lisa, is the most rusted-on Carlton fan. She couldn't speak for an hour and a half. Couldn't get any words out.
Nothing wrong with that, Jim.
I don't think she would have been alone. No. We were the same.
11 seconds.
Undermanned, and you had the game, you know, in your grasp, and I thought, this is actually a really brave Carlton performance. Outside of the last 30 or 40 seconds, you must have been really pleased with a lot of what happened.
Yeah, we were. It's Melbourne are a bloody good footy side, and we wanted to match them in the contest. And I think we played in one of the highest pressure games, most contested games, in probably for the season. So we played the game the right way. But as I said before, you have to get everything right at the end when the whips are cracking. So it was disappointing to take the loss, but we're still in a position where our fate's in our own hands. So we're looking forward to this week against Collingwood.
Oh, what about that Sunday too? Looking forward to that. But you just must be love playing out there with the boys. That's what it's all about. In big games, you must be just love being out there, Sammy boy.
Yeah, I do, and it's a privilege that we get to do it. Me personally, I thoroughly enjoy the game. Yeah. So it's been great being back out there, and we've had amazing fans this year. The Carlton faithful have definitely turned out in every game that we've played. So we've had some fair crowds this year.
And I know you've been great support to Ben Cunnington, who is very public in his thanks to you for all the help you've given him. And he was a great story on the weekend too.
Yeah, he was. I loved watching him get out there on the weekend. It was pretty emotional pre-game, watching him run out with the kids and Belinda and everything. So it was, it's an amazing story. And being a small part of his journey in terms of trying to help him get through the similar road that we've travelled together. So I couldn't be more happy to see him get back out there. And I think we all saw the joy and love for football that he had. And it's just a subtle reminder that there's bigger things in the game at times.
When you do chat to him, if there are 100 words said, how many are you saying?
He actually probably gives me a little bit more than he gives most, to be honest. So, he's a ripping fella. He's a country lad that he earns everything that he has, and I couldn't be in more admiration about the way that he's gone about it and the journey he's had to travel and the ups and downs and everything he's faced to get back out there was pretty special.
How much are you looking forward to Sunday, MCG 320, Carlton Collingwood? That'll be a beauty.
Yeah.
Go the Pies. Yeah.
Well, I've got some Pies fans in here.
No, it's exciting. I think, as I said before, our own fate's in our own hands. If we win, we stay in. So we get to play in front of a massive crowd, and these are the games that you play 44, and I couldn't be more excited to get out there on Sunday. I think it's going to be an amazing game, amazing spectacle of footy, and we all get to enjoy it together.
Hey, well done, mate. It's fantastic. Looking forward to it.
And, some important detail here, Pat.
This week, Carlton and Collingwood Football Clubs will be raising money, as much money as they possibly can, for the Peter McCallum Cancer Centre. If you can, please head to prattcup.petermac.org.au and donate what you are able to for a worthwhile cause that makes a difference.
No, it does. An incredible place, actually, the Peter Mac Centre. So please give generously.
Spot on.
Hey, mate, you've been amazing this year. Everyone's loved how well you've played, and you're back to your very best, and that is a very high standard. Good luck, not only for the weekend, but for the finals coming up.
Thanks, boys. Hope everyone's enjoying it down there.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need a break. I need a rest. Just mentally fatigued, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy boy, on Saturday, on the Saturday Rub, I broke a magnificent story, if you don't mind, umpire, where I heard that a lot of Australian cricketers were coming into town. Ricky Ponting had organised it, the skipper, of course, had organised for these magnificent cricketers to come to Melbourne.
You broke a story.
I broke it, Jim. Yeah. So Shane Watson was there, Bluey, your mate, Bluey, Gilly, Gilly, Andrew Bickle, Buff, Lehman, Maddie Hayden, Brett Lee, and also Justin Langer. So a lot of them your mates, so that you would have spoken to. But unfortunately, Jim, you weren't invited to this magnificent...
Because I was working, Bill. Friday night, working all day Saturday.
You weren't invited.
Not available.
Doesn't matter. You weren't invited. So if you don't get invited,
Bill,
it doesn't care if you're available.
I wasn't able to attend.
No, you didn't make it, Jim, because there was only one little reason. You didn't play for Australia. And we all know that, and we all thought that was funny. And had a little
you
chuckle.
You thought it was funny?
No. But how did it all go,
I don't know.
They're all your good mates.
Bill,
Bluey's your best mate.
I was working.
JL.
Not able to attend because of work.
They stayed at Crown. They went to Capital. They went down here somewhere. Bill Ponsford
down
was
here
there.
Somewhere.
Bill Ponsford was there.
Oh, Bill really? Ponsford. How did Bill start to roll his number? Who did? Stan McCaig or someone
Victor Trumpet.
Victor Trumpet.
They were all there, had a great time.
Ray Linwall.
Oh, no.
They were all there. Everyone had a great time, but you weren't invited.
Bill,
so
I was at work.
Did you hear?
I don't know what about that you don't understand.
So you
wasn't able to attend because I was at work.
Didn't hear anything from any of
I
the boys.
I think they would have had a great time. They went to the St Andrews Beach Brewery, our great friends.
Yes, nice. Exactly.
Took the room out the back and had a punt and watched the footy and had
you
a beer.
There. You weren't there.
And then I would have had, I think they went to the Sorrento Hotel and the new restaurant there. They had a little room.
Nice.
And Bill, what they did, I imagine, is have a, the other one, the old
The pub.
Traditional.
So you were there?
So they had a great time, Bill, together.
And you weren't there?
Bill.
Why weren't you there?
Unlike you.
Why didn't you get invited?
I don't go to other people's reunions.
Why didn't you?
I only go to reunions of teams that I played in that won.
So you didn't get
That's
invited.
Why you don't go to any reunions.
Because you didn't play for Australia. You didn't get a baggy green.
I wasn't able to go.
No, you did not get invited. I'm going to ring JL.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I said, I did. I had a chat to him because he likes me.
You had a chat to him, last time.
I said, what happened to Jim? I thought you were good mates. Yeah, we are, but he never played for Australia. Even though he thinks he should have and he could have.
That is incorrect.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to pick it up, and as I was driving home, I heard the bags rustling and moving.
David Reynolds joins us ahead of the Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint.
You're always seventh.
Am
Every
I?
Time
always.
I look, I,
lucky
I,
seventh.
I sit down when they're on the V8 on. I look, what's his name? Viz Gamberger or whatever his name is. And they're all
That's
there.
The best.
And then I go down, and seventh or eighth is D. Reynolds.
Well, it depends on your car. Like, if your car's very fast, you'll win the race. But if it's seventh, you're seventh.
You're in the Mustang.
Yeah, I know. But, like, it's all about your engine and your package and, you know, your team and everything. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just down to the driver.
And speaking of Shane Van Gisbergen.
Yeah.
You famously once said he's dead to me.
Yes, you didn't like him.
After he spun you off, I think, Phillip Island.
Yes.
Are you getting on better now?
Yeah, we've got a love-hate relationship. Right. No, he's okay. Like, you know, he's just a competitor out there and he's bloody good at his job and drives one of the best cars. So, you know, always wins.
Right. And well, you had a theory about kart racing, didn't you?
I do have a theory about
what is it?
Motor racing drivers. The dumber you are, the faster you go.
Having said that, you should be first.
You reckon?
You should be number one.
I've got it. Well,
if you're feeling about on. That, David.
Yeah, well, like in COVID when we shut down, I read a lot of books and drove the car much slower when I got back.
I reckon that goes for a lot of sports, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, a lot of cricketers I played with were seriously dumb people. Yeah. And therefore, the pressure never got to them.
And fast bowlers didn't
care.
Oh,
no, well, they were the absolute dumbest.
No, they really?
But even open batsmen, they walk out. They don't care how.
The pressure never got to them because they were that bloody stupid.
Yeah.
That you either have to be elite smart or properly dumb.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of they say that about golfers.
A lot of footballers.
The real dumb ones, footballers.
Footballers. Yep. Just they're not launching any rockets.
Exactly right.
I'm onto
something.
But I had
race car drivers in a different bucket.
Really? No,
I thought you all had to have, you know, science in your background and maths.
Really.
And
no, not, that, not that's, really. That's all the engineers and mechanics. Right. They do that stuff. We deal with the fear and the fear factor.
Bill, when we were in the planning session prior to this interview, Davey, and Bill said, I've got some questions for Dave Reynolds.
Bill actually plans.
Which always worries me because he's planned a line of questioning that I questioned.
Well, don't question the questions.
I'm questioning it.
No. How old are you, David?
37.
Right. When do drivers reach their peak? When are they at their best?
When are they
This is V8.
Yeah, well, I don't really know. It's sort of. It's an open-end question because you could be at your peak at 45. Like Jim Richards.
Yes.
I think he qualified front row in supercar back in 2004 or 5 when he was 58.
Was that when he called him a pack of assholes?
No, that was 92, I think.
He did? What?
Not at his peak.
Jim Richards.
Well, I don't know. It's a funny question.
He got booed by the crowd after he'd won, was it Bathurst?
Yes.
And
due to red flag, the countback.
And stood up and said, you're all a pack of assholes.
One of my favourite all-time parts of motor racing. I love it.
So he took it well.
Yeah, but like, I suppose it depends on your experience and your maturity and your knowledge, I suppose. So, but you can actually drive as long as you want to.
Righto.
As long as you're motivated to.
You get a bit higher than seventh.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
But the older you get, like, you know, there's things that come into play, kids, family, other things. You might lose interest in racing.
Potholes.
Yeah, potholes.
So what age they normally drive? Retire.
It's
a question.
It's kind of the same question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's already been answered
so
now,
what
I think,
do
twice.
You do, all right, what do you do when you retire?
Well, that's
Have you thought about that?
Many times. That's the problem, Bill. We are, as drivers, we are the most unqualified in the team. We have no qualifications.
Yes, yeah.
What's
Uber, a Uber? Taxi driver.
Oh, you reckon he's going to drive an Uber?
How quick would he be, Jim? I would ring up for the chicken and it'd be at my door in a minute. You could. That's an opening.
Yeah, you possibly could, but I don't think that's appropriate, no.
Hey, great catching up with
V8 drivers. What age do you drive to?
Go on.
What age? Oh, whatever you want. So 40, 45, I reckon that's a good age.
Dave Reynolds, great catching
Thanks,
up with you.
Thanks, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Good
This
joke.
Is one of the great shows ever put together.
I tell you what, Jim, it's a magnificent day today. A great day.
Why
you know why?
That? Yes.
Because the reno that I've been performing has finally finished.
Performing, yes.
Today.
Yes.
It's been a couple of months.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I love the tradies. You meet a lot of tradies along the way, Jim, and they're all good blokes. And they're all very important in their own little way, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
But I am going to open the phone lines 133353 and ask.
Right.
Who is the most important tradie? Who is the most important tradie? Because I'll give you a run here, Jim. The builder, right? Just say his name's Chappie. He walks around. He's the
that's
king.
That's because it is his name.
Yeah, he's the king of the jungle. He's the alpha male, Jim. He just walks around and tells people what to do.
Yep.
Has his boots off all the time. And to be honest, doesn't do a lot himself, okay? But he's the big boy. But then you've got the plasterers.
Mm-hmm.
But they all come in. They do a great job. Well, they've got bad backs, the poor old plasterers. Right. Then you've got the tilers. Who got bad knees, but they're good. They're important, Jim, because you've got nice tiles.
That's it, Bill,
especially what your missus picks out. So you've got lovely tiles to put down.
Yes.
Then you've got the interior designers, who are very important, and Lisa's done a great job there. The plumbers.
Yes.
You smell like poo-poo. You've got the sparkies. You've got the cabinet makers.
Mm-hmm.
All very well measured and very nice gentlemen till you get their invoice. So they're very important.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a favourite myself, Jim.
Right.
I've got a favourite, and I think this bloke was very important in my job. The corker.
What?
Adam the Corker. He comes in late in the show when it's all over nearly. And yeah, he got all these little little holes or whatever down the side of the wall or in the bathroom. Yes. The tiles don't kind of fit together.
So the whole job, that's your best tradesman?
Without doubt. Adzi has come in and he puts his corker stuff in, Jim, and it's magnificent. Looks magnificent. Joins up beautifully. I love the corker. And the cleaners are there today, so I'll give them a cheerio right, too. They're important because they just clean everything up.
Thank you.
But I believe...
Pretty aware of what a cleaner does.
I think the most important tradie of everyone out there is the corker. Right. He seals it and he delivers.
Oh, I see.
So 133353.
Right.
Who is the most important tradie? Dave's there in Werribee. Righto, Dave. Who is the most important tradie?
Sparky's our mate, for sure.
Why?
Oh, it's written in the Bible.
Where?
The very first line. And God said, in the beginning, let there be light. And the Sparky said, not till after Smogo.
That's it. That's it. As I said, Dave, my younger brother Rob's a Sparky and they're very, very important.
That's not bad.
If they don't get their stuff right, Bill, the rest of the joint can't work.
That's it.
Tam, stay there, Dave. Tam's in Pakenham, mate, Tam.
Tamika.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
G'day, Tamika. Are you a tradie?
Yes, I sure am.
Good on you. What do you do?
I'm a cabinet maker.
Oh, geez, you're expensive.
Be busy at the moment, Tam.
Yeah, very busy.
All right. So why are the cabinet makers the most important?
I was going to say the lady tradies are the most important.
Ah, righto.
Yeah.
It's a detail. When you made a comment there saying all the gentlemen.
Yes, Jim.
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't have
well
said that,
picked
Jim.
Up, Tam. That's Bill being a misogynist.
Cabinet makers are very good.
Yeah, and there's now a lady tradie on the block I saw, Tam.
Yes, there sure is.
Yeah, brood.
Good on you. Tamika, she likes to be called, not Tam.
I think Tam works for Tam. Yeah. Tommy's in, Layla.
Hello, Tommy.
How you going, gentlemen?
Oh, the painting. Yes, I love the painters. They clear.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Why the painters, Tommy?
Listen, because you got to look at it. You sit down at a table, you sit down anywhere, everything's painted, mate. Everything's done, everything's nice and clean, everything looks fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm listening to you going on. Sparkies are the best, plumbers are the best. You don't see none of their work. Half their stuff doesn't work. Don't get me started on the Sparkies, all right? Police patch, another wrong hole. Boom, police patch. We can't live
one. Love it. I love it.
JB, I know your brother's a Sparky, but God help us.
Yeah. I like it.
The joint has lifted since it's been painted. It has lifted another notch.
Thought, yes, thank you.
Smells nice, Jim.
Johnny's in Mildura. Johnny?
Johnny?
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
How's Mildura?
Oh, yeah, a bit drizzly at the moment.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
A bit of drizzle, but that's good because I just fertilised the garden, so bring it on.
Perfect. What do you do?
I'm a tiler, mate, and I tell you what, Billy.
Yes.
The amount of bloody CRAP that we have to navigate with gyp rockers, just gyp rock the wall, don't worry about straightening them, which the chippy should do. Then we're going to try to lay flat tiles on a wall that looks like a friggin' boomerang. Don't even get me started on the concrete. It's not that it looks like a friggin' skate, whatever you call them.
Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're going to try to make tiles sit flat on there. Oh, strike me pink.
Strike me pink. You got the pads on your knees. Make
well, you
sure
have
that.
To.
Yeah, my knees are about the only good things on me. My shoulders are buggered because everyone wants these 600x600 tiles up the wall to the ceiling. Just, I'm nearly had enough.
I like it, Johnny.
Too much of 600x600, Jim.
Well, on
too
the wall, much. It is, yeah, absolutely. It is.
We've got another call there. We can't see.
Yeah, we've got Nat from Gagebrook.
Nat!
G'day!
Where's Gagebrook?
Gagebrook, you know, Bridgewater, Gagebrook.
Nah, and nah.
Oh.
Where, Bridgewater in South Australia or here?
On the way.
No, Tassie.
Tassie.
Oh, right. Tassie.
Tassie, I see, Nat.
Are you a tradie, Nat?
No, but I think a plumber is the most important tradie.
Why?
Because without a plumber, we're all up the shitter.
There we go. That's it. Been working on that one for a while, Nat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I've had a haircut. I'm looking good.
You're not.
Thanks to our mates at Our Van RV for Australia's largest range of seascape caravans. Check out ourvanrv.com.au. JB and Bill, we are live from the San Remo Hotel.
Yeah. All right, so Bill, what are you doing?
Well, I've got all the natives lined up here. They're all ready to go, and I'm going to ask
I think 10, but if it goes a bit long, I'm going to shorten it up, Jim.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because I've learnt over the weekend.
Have you? Yeah.
We'll shorten it all up. Hello, Dale. Sorry you're not in the quiz. Keep going. I thought, geez, I'm going all right here. No. Don't worry about that.
No, you're not.
I might have to camp the night in the RV van. Here we go. Now, guess who we've got first, Jim?
Who we got first up?
Slug.
Oh, no.
Hello, Slug. Welcome.
Slug. How you going, Bill?
Do you work here at the pub?
Yes, I do. The odd occasional Saturday shift.
Good. What else do you do, Slug?
I am a Sparky, so Sandroom Electrical for all your electrical...
Righto, shut up, Slug. Here we go. What time are the Pelicans fed here on the bridge? What time?
12 o'clock.
Yes!
One from one.
I'll give him an easy
away.
One. When, what date is the MotoGP on this year?
I'm going to say late October. I'm going to go the 27th of October.
Bad luck, Slug. Out. Oh, bad luck.
It's the end of Slug.
Come on. No. Who we got? Brendan. Go, Brendo.
Here you go.
What do you do, Brendo?
I'm a school teacher.
Oh, yeah. Look like you just got out, to be honest. But anyway, when is the MotoGP? When is it? What date? I'll give you. You can have three. It's over the weekend, right?
14th of October.
Yes, Jimmy boy. 14th to the 16th of October. Let's go down here. What is the collective term for knives, spoons, and forks?
What?
It's a general knowledge question.
What the hell?
The collective term. Brendo, come on.
Gathering.
Gathering. Fair dinkum.
What are we dealing with?
I knew that one would get them down here at San
really?
Remo, Jim.
Yeah, okay.
No, here we go. Who's up next? Come on. Come on, big Kurt. How are you, Captain?
All right, how are you?
What do you do?
Landscaper.
Oh, he looks like a big, tough landscaper too. Got a big beard. What is the collective term for knives, spoons and forks?
Cutlery.
There we are.
Yes, well done. Who told you that, Kurt?
No, maybe he's the teacher.
You think that, the teacher would know. What is the name of the rock formation seen near the Penguin Parade out near the seal colony?
The Nobbies?
The Nobbies, hey! Yes! How many is that? I've lost count.
I think that's four.
Yep.
No, a couple of more. Which three grounds have hosted the last three AFL grand finals, Kurt?
Couple of more.
The Gabba.
And there's going to be six. Mm.
And Optus Stadium.
Yeah, three grounds.
MCG.
Hey?
MCG.
Oh, Kurt! Oh, well done!
The captain.
Wow! Kurt's on fire.
Up and about.
Who did Sam Doherty play for before Carlton?
Philip Orland.
And?
Gippsland Power.
And?
Carlton Reserves.
Oh, no. What the hell?
No, it's all
nothing.
Right.
No, off.
Oh.
You've got to know a local legend better than that.
Well, he did play for Philip Orland, but anyway. Bad luck.
Close.
Here's Floss. Hello, Floss.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you do, Flossie?
Own a laundromat, a linen service, and a caravan park.
Wow. Geez, you're a good catch. Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, geez, I thought old Anthony William might just slip into the caravan park tonight. Floss.
Oh, my God, what an offer.
Flossie?
No, no. Come on.
Who did Sam Doherty play for before Carlton? And it was up in Queensland Way.
So I'm going to have a crack at Brisbane.
Yes.
Here we are.
Here we go, two more. Name one of today's specials at the San Remo Hotel. I want the soup special, please.
Sam.
Capsicum?
Capsicum what?
Soup.
Which tennis player has announced they are evolving away from tennis? She, there's a hint, is not retiring. She's going to evolve away from tennis.
I want to say Serena Williams.
Why don't you say that?
Oh, Serena Williams.
Yes!
All right, one more.
Oh, geez, hang on, Jim, I'm running out.
One more.
Righto. What is the name of the annual Hot Rod Festival that's held here? What's that called?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Floss. Oh, you live here. You've got a bloody caravan park.
I organised this function. Oh, my God.
Floss, come on.
It is the Hot Rods.
No, it's called something else by...
Oh, Leroy.
Yeah. You got time? No, you bad luck. Righto, Frosty, come on, you just walk in here. But you name the annual Hot Rod Festival.
Custom rods and cars.
Yes! What a quiz that was. You happy with that, Rose?
Yes, great.
Well, oh, good. So no feedback tomorrow. Well done. What do you do, Frost?
I run a caravan park too, man.
How many caravan parks are around here?
There's a lot of them, big fella.
Who's better, yours or Floss's?
Well, they're both pretty good.
Oh, there we go. Well done. You've won a $100 San Remo hotel pack, a $50 Thirsty Camel, and another quiz. But well done, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I'm going to move on.
Andy Lee's in the studio because the 100 returns.
Season 3, by the way.
Yes.
So, juggernaut. Well done. You're going to run some questions by us, or is it mainly Bill?
I want to run them by both of you to see who's more in touch with the common Australian.
Yes. Oh, Jim, you better not answer. Unless you're
How many Australians do you think? What percentage of Australians eat the skin of a kiwi fruit?
Ooh. 10.
35.
10%.
Bill with the early lead. 14%, Bill.
No one eats it, Jim.
do you eat red wine? Do you eat it?
No, I don't even know what a kiwi fruit is. I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Not even Australian. No. You're not going to eat anything from across the ditch.
Well, lamb. Well, I do a lot of meat.
Sophie Monk, I learned. You learned at tonight's show. Sophie Monk, she goes, I like the fur before the bite through. I'm like, all right, that's
would
a bit too much.
Then pass that with fur? How would that work?
What about this? How many people have quit their job? How many Australians, percentage, have quit their job and then asked for it back?
Ooh,
have you ever done that, Phil?
Yeah. Channel 9. So I thought 7 or 10 or SBS are going to pick me up, and no suitors.
SBS.
No suitors, so I had to go back.
28%.
I reckon there's more. I reckon there's like 45.
Ooh, 10% of us. Ooh, yes.
Is that all? So
that's
I went the
other way. Right, yeah. So JB has that
yes,
one.
I'm back.
Oh, nearest the pin, is it?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask you about nearest the pin in a minute.
Okay, one last one then. Yes. What percentage of Australians have been told a deathbed confession?
Ooh. Oh, no, not many. 7%.
A few more. 25.
You think 1 in 4 people have been told a deathbed confession? Yeah. Have you been told one?
Yeah, bloody hope. Good one.
I forget. Anything you can share?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, is this? No, no.
Well, I mean, I would say it's pretty rare to be beside someone that passed away. It's hard to get
well,
there.
Well, I didn't understand the question.
What is the percentage?
Yeah, 4%.
Four. So I win easily.
Yeah, and JB gets it. Yes.
The percentage of men who call their private parts a name. Mm-hmm. That was off the top. What was that? Can you remember?
Oh, geez. All these ones run around my... It was men and women.
Oh.
And I think it was in the high 20s. Yeah. I think it was 27%. Oh. Mm. And often we go up to the 100 and ask them, what do they name their private parts? And this lady came up and she said, I call my downstairs area the Kraken. And for those who might have seen Pirates of the Caribbean, it's a sea monster that comes up and grabs things and never lets go.
The Kraken.
The Kraken.
Yes. So you get all sorts of that's my favourite part of this show, hearing what people will say, share or overshare.
Yes.
And we hear a deathbed confession tonight, actually.
Tell me, if I say to you, all right, nearest the pin, what do you understand that to mean?
That is if we're anywhere on the golf course, normally on a par 3, whoever hits the ball closest to the pin wins.
All right. So if it's something about, I'm trying to think of an example of it. All right, crowd.
Yeah.
Coming up on Sunday, huge game, Collingwood Carlton, nearest the pin, what's the crowd going to be? What do you understand that question to mean?
I would have a guess as to how many people will attend that game at the MCG Collingwood Carlton, and someone else might have a guess.
Yes.
And then whoever is closest to the margin, they are the winner.
So not a rounded number.
So what do you mean? Well,
no, let's explore this because Bill doesn't see it the way you and I and Rabs do.
Well, people see it. That's the way that humanity sees
but it's
it.
The
nearest
the pin to the rounded number. So 95, if it was 95,120 and I said 95,000, I'm nearest the pin. Because it doesn't go in the pin. I don't want the exact number. I want nearest the pin.
Okay, so I'll give you a scenario.
Right.
JB says 96,000.
Yes.
You say 95,000.
Yes.
Right. And if it's 95,520, who wins?
Jim.
That's what we're thinking.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. So it doesn't need to be a rounded number. You can come up with whatever number you like.
I know, but
his face.
The nearest the pin for me would be 96,000.
But why are you rounding it out? We've got a specific number.
Because that's what it is. It's a rounded number.
Andy, this has been going for 3 weeks and no one can get him to understand.
We'll move on.
Because it doesn't need to be a rounded number.
Hamish and Andy, number one on the podcast ranker again, Jim, on Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R.
And I still haven't reeled out the Bill's approach to jokes yet. So we'll be able to real-time track the data as to whether people stop listening to us in droves when I start doing Billy's style of humour.
That Listener app. Did you get invited to go to Sydney a couple of weeks ago? Because they had this big Listener app thing and all the main people got invited.
Yes.
And I did.
Yes.
Didn't see you up there.
No.
Or Hamish.
No. Haim and I, we did get invited.
Oh.
We were otherwise engaged.
You only went because they didn't want to go.
No. I got invited and I thought I should go.
On your invite, was my name crossed out?
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I am seriously going to pick up this screen and land it on your fat head.
We're joined by Glenn Aug and Carlton legend Stephen Stix Kernahan.
Our next guest holds the record for the most goals at Carlton.
And every player on the mark of North Melbourne is waving, and he's put it right through the centre, and that is the mark of a champion, and Stephen
He won two flags with the Blues and had one of the best celebrations of all time in 1987, which we're definitely, absolutely not allowed to play.
No, he doesn't ring you, he rings me.
Please welcome Stephen Stix Kernahan.
Many say the greatest Blue ever.
Yes.
And he joins us now, the big man, Chip Kernahan. Good to see you.
Always great to see you, lads. What an intro. I can't ask for much more than that.
The studio, Jim.
That kick after the siren that was in that intro, that was against North.
Yes.
The final round. And Donald McDonald, how many did you kick, 10?
No.
8 or 9 or whatever it was. Playing on Donald McDonald.
Hepburn or something?
They play it every now and then, they got the full game. And every time, it's what's that, 40 years ago? Really? I still ring Donald and say, he's wearing number 4. He's only the best forward in the comp. Could you get somewhere near him?
I reckon he tried to elbow me, punch in the head, kick me a whole lot that day. I think he was off me by half time. But great man, Donald.
He's
a
good
man.
Very, very good man.
Great to have you in the studio. Big
Thanks,
forwards.
Guys.
They win games, Jim.
Well,
we can have all
Stephen did.
Well, what? I mean, 738 goals.
That's it.
441, that's 1,170, 80 goals between us. That's not bad, Stixie. But I reckon we first
You've used
learned...
me, Bill, instead of Gary.
That's right.
You segwayed.
Well, the rubber band will come out in a minute. Don't worry about that.
I've got 95 final up here. 21-15, 141 to 11-14-8. So you got belted by 60 points in a granny.
What year?
1995.
I can't remember.
Do you know, JB, that they... We were that busy celebrating halfway through the last quarter. I think Geelong kicked the last 5 of the game.
Did they?
I don't actually forget that fact. You're rubbing it in, Bill. We were a long way up, yes.
And I think I kicked 2 or 3 late, real late. And then it looks all right with 3 or 4 in the scorebook.
Well, that Bill's finals record is a lot better than this crew gives it credit for.
It's not the grand finals.
The nicknames. Stix?
Yeah.
How'd you get Stix?
Well, it's not a great one. David Glasscock called me that. I went on a trip with him when I was a kid, about 19, and I was 80 kilos and 6'5" with pimples, ugly head. And he called me Skinny and Stick then, and when I didn't come to I was 22, so 3 or 4 years later, so it still stuck when I got there with Stick. So I don't answer to Stephen, I just get called that. I'm stuck with it, can't do anything about it.
What do you call him?
Chiphead.
Chiphead.
Yeah. Chiphead, started with Johnny Platt. I roomed with him in Ireland once for a month on those garlic footy trips.
And, oh, jeez.
I was at Macca's every morning getting chips. He said, "You're a bloody chiphead." Look at it. And JB's gone on with it. Chris McDermott has gone on with it, and JB's gone on with it.
That's it.
Corey?
Three blokes.
Were you called Corey?
Nah.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
McElroy?
Who?
Oh, that's on Wikipedia. That's
awesome.
What are you on about, Fat?
It's on Wikipedia.
Now, the club's got it's in good shape. You did a lot of amazing heavy lifting when you were there, but you must be pleased, even if it doesn't work for you on the weekend, you must be pleased with the momentum that Carlton have back behind them.
Well, it's a lot better. People ask me success or whatever this year, whatever it'll be, but no matter what happens on Sunday, but I tell you, it's a lot better taking my kids to the footy nowadays than it was this year. Because early on in the season, some of the footy we played was red hot. And last week we had 3 pretty good midfielders out.
Yep.
And Melbourne at pretty well full strength. We pushed them all the way. So I just reckon we've improved loops and bounds. Vossie's got a good crew there, got a great coaching cast with him. And we've got Cookie there as Billy, your ex-CEO. He's a great man. He's settled off field. We've got a new president, mostly new board members. And Greg Williams, the first paid finance director of the Carlton Football Club. Who would have thought Deeds would find a way to get paid in that job? But it's all settled down there. And I think Michael Voss, I pray we've got a 10-year-plus coach. I really do. I think he's been fantastic for the footy club. He's respected. He's got an aura. And I think he's got our blokes up and away, even though we've, you know, had the last 6 or 7 weeks, we've been a bit hot and cold. But last weekend, I thought we came with something. If we can come with that again, we'll be dangerous.
All right. Good to see you always.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Porter, he should have won one or two Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice. Second four times. Yeah. The other way around.
Second four times. Just when you get the feeling that Fat's getting nicely ahead of himself and starting to think that he's actually a broadcaster, that's when he gets it most wrong.
Yes.
And this is the idiot fellow we're about to run with. Matty had a good 17.5 minutes.
No, he didn't.
He had to snip it back to something that we could fit into a 2-hour show. Mm-hmm. But I am told this is one for the ages.
Sam Darcy playing his first game for the Doggies. And Caleb. What's his name? Daniel. Daniel is playing his 150th
What's
game.
What's his name?
Caleb.
Caleb.
Little Daniel.
Yeah. Speaking of 150 games, Jake Colodesny. That's his name. What about this? Italian decathlete. Alberto Nuno, Jim, came last in his 400 metre run on the weekend in Colombia.
All right, here we go.
This is from Jim.
Oh!
I ate 4 alphabet soup today. Oh, no. Cans of alphabet soup today.
Oh, no.
All right.
Guess what happened when the girls, the Diamonds, they beat Jamaica, who beat them in the pool
home
game.
And away,
yes, exactly. They won the gold medal, and it is their 1,000th gold medal that Australia have won.
Give another what? Go. Another
1,000th.
A third go.
That's 999 plus one.
She's the 8th of August, Bill. How quick's this year going by?
Yeah, quick.
It's unbelievable. We got 2 more games left.
2 and home and away.
Oh, no.
We've been following Ricky Stewart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is set to cop a 1 or 2 game banned and a $20,000 fine.
Banned.
Yes. No, you didn't know it.
$200 Neverland store voucher. By the way, the Neverland warehouse sale is back 9th to the 11th of September. Prices from just $15.30. Warwick Avenue, Preston. Don't miss out.
How much? Netherland? How much? Neverland?
Neverland.
Oh, my God.
Well, you
and
don't...
Geelong had missed a granny.
See, you look in the revision mirror. I just look through the windscreen, Jim. That's all I look through.
You need help. Big boy, second hour coming up, and we will cross to Perth to chat to Xavier Ellis.
Oh, we like Zed. Don't worry. Actually, X, isn't it? But up next, we chat to the lizard, Sydney's Nick Blakely. Nick Blakely.
Willis, tonight we chat to a man who has jumped ship.
Exactly right, Jimmy boy, from MasterChef to My Kitchen Rules. Matt Preston, the man with the cravat, Jimmy boy. But shh, that's that up, Bill.
Going
to
be too long.
We go from there to Elon Musk. My mate, Muskie.
There's no G on the end of it. Elon.
Elon.
Yep.
Musk.
Yep.
Lucky 7.
I sit down when they're on the V8 on. I look, where's, there's all, what's his name? Viz Gamberger or whatever his name is. And all, they're all
that's
there.
The best.
What about family? We've obviously got
he's got one
Rau.
Ryu.
Ryu.
Rau.
Rau.
That's how boring
it is. I don't have a house to put it in yet, though, but I'm working on that.
So what's the pitch? He just jumped it in out of the shop, did he?
It was at a studio. So.
It's going on. Jumped it in out of the shop.
Biggest decision of my life. Got to do my due diligence and all that. Carry on.
Earlier in the show, Bill invented a coffee that nobody wants to drink.
$850 fine. 8 weeks. Well, hop a latte.
$850.
A hop a latte. I hope he doesn't stir it with his finger.
He does. All the best to you, Hurls. On the other flip of the coin, Jim, or even the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. The next day, he comes into work. I said, Did you do what I told you to do? He said, yes, I did. Mike, that's a colleague said that. He said, yes, I did.
What is this? What is this?
I'm going to start.
Oh, my God. You're not allowed to start again.
Yes,
you've got to finish the joke from here.
Oh, now, Jim, firing in a protest. Matty can't use the stuff through the ads we do and the stuff ups. He can't use that.
Yes, he can.
No, it's only on-air stuff.
100% he can.
Going to Nick Blakely twice.
Yeah,
Nick
twice. Blakey.
It's not hard to say.
Not hard.
Either is 1,000.
No.
But so, Matty can't be using that because I've had a really good week. I've had a good look at myself this week, and I improved?
No, you haven't. And that's why we love that segment, because it drags you back to the level you're at. Nick Blakely?
Blakey. Blakey on the buses. Nick Blakey. I'm going to see Matty now because he can't use that shit.
Oh, I love him. I love
He's
Matty.
He's dirtied up.
I know. I love Matty. He is liquid gold.
I did, but I don't. So he can get stuffed.
He was about to walk out with his headphones on.
No.
And they were going to go twang.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Why have I got a real bad feeling about this?
So have I now. That's come down to the joke because I puffed it up a bit. But here we go, Rabs.
Yes.
Why? Actually, to Jim, I'm going to ask.
Oh, you're asking me to say. Yeah, right. It's going to be Rabs.
Jim.
Yes.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the idiot's house.
Is that the joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Is anyone?
Yes. It took a while for him to get. Oh,
really?
Pete's still scratching his head.
Yeah,
he's got
he has got no idea what's
Does
just happening.
Deserve plastic?
Right, Ramsey, what do we want?
Plastic, Leroy.
No.
Here we go. Wait for it. Wait. Sap, lamp. Ooh, wah, 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 wah.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
And you spell it.
L-I-S-T-N-R.
I feel good.